A third suspect has been arrested in connection with the double homicide at a Canton apartment complex. U.S. Marshals say 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton was arrested Monday afternoon in Massillon. Terrell and 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Canton face aggravated arson, tampering with evidence, and obstructing justice charges. 46-year-old Daryl Washington of Canton is charged with aggravated murder and arson. Police say Katina Spells of Canton and Courtney Yeager of Massillon were shot and their bodies found in a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast August 9th. Washington was arrested last week in New Philadelphia while Lamar turned himself in. An Alliance man is headed to prison for the stabbing death of a Smith Township woman. 34-year-old Nicholas Cunningham was sentenced Monday to 25 years to life by Mahoning County Common Pleas Judge Anthony D'Onofrio. Cunningham pleaded guilty to aggravated murder August 7th. Court records say 44-year-old Gina Wade was stabbed at her home on Courtney Road in October 2023. Cunningham was arrested about a month later. He was initially found incompetent to stand trial, but later ruled competent. Another family-owned Stark County Auto Dealership will become part of a chain. Kempthorne Motors of Canton has been purchased by Great Lakes Auto Group. The deal includes the Volkswagen, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Volvo, and Sprinter franchises, all based at 1449 Cleveland Avenue Northwest. The dealership has been owned by the Kempthorne family since 1938. Great Lakes, led by owner Joseph Wang and his family, is based in Akron. It operates Honda, Hyundai, Subaru, and Toyota dealerships in Northern Ohio and Columbus, as well as in New York, Indiana, and Virginia. A Pike Township man will spend 6 to 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to child pornography charges. 31-year-old Ryan Robinson was sentenced by Stark County Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett after he pleaded guilty last month to 15 felony counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and disseminating matter harmful to juveniles. Prosecutors say the offenses occurred between June 2024 and May 2025, including the possession of thousands of obscene images and videos involving minors. Robinson was also accused of providing obscene material to a 13-year-old or undercover officer's post as juveniles. He must register as a Tier 2 sex offender. The Louisville Board of Education dealt with personnel and financial matters Monday. WDPN's David Schur reports.
9 resignations, 15 new hirings, 8 transfers, along with supplemental, athletic supplemental, and volunteer contracts, along with 28 other staff and student workers, were approved. The newly hired Assistant Superintendent Liz Liebens and Treasurer Adam Fisher took their seats as replacements for Anna Miner and Derek Nottingham, whose resignations were effective at the end of July. Classes will begin for all students on Thursday, August 20, and donations totaling $6,509 were gratefully accepted.
ODOT is proposing a $2.1 million rehabilitation of the Route 93 bridge over Sugar Creek in Brewster. The project would replace the bridge beams and concrete deck and repair the piers and abutments. Construction could begin in fall 2028 and require a closure of Route 93 for up to 120 days. A detour would use Route 241, Route 30, and Route 62. Public comments are being accepted through September 16th. The case against former Liverpool Township Police Chief Jason Jackson is headed to the Columbiana County Grand Jury. The 53-year-old waived a preliminary hearing Monday on a felony domestic violence charge in municipal court. Jackson is accused of punching a woman several times during a July 26 domestic incident. The charge was elevated to a felony because of a prior conviction involving the same woman. Jackson's $30,000 bond remains in place. A chore bishop at the Our Lady of Lebanon Shrine in North Jackson is facing misdemeanor charges stemming from an incident at Warren's Perkins Park. Anthony Spinoza is charged with procuring and public indecency. Police say a couple walking their dog July 31st reported seeing Spinoza and another man, Kenneth Kopp, engaged in sexual activity near a car. Kopp was charged immediately. Spinoza's case was filed August 3rd, and he pleaded not guilty Friday. His bond was set at $200, and he has been banned from Perkins Park. Spinoza has served as a chair bishop at the shrine. The title is generally honorary, and he is not a priest in the Catholic Diocese of Youngstown. Youngstown police say a shooting victim drove himself to the hospital early Saturday. The man was in a vehicle in the 3200 block of Mahoning Avenue on the city's west side when he was shot around 2:30. An investigation is underway. Charges were dismissed against a man accused of threatening Mahoning County Library employees with a sword. 42-year-old Dominic Jackson was arrested in March for the incident in July 2025. He was to have a hearing Monday in Youngstown Municipal Court on a misdemeanor count of inducing panic. WKBN-TV reports no reason was given for the dismissal. Police said Jackson entered the Kusalaba Public Library on Youngstown's west side. He allegedly began threatening employees when they asked him to leave. No one was hurt. The 11th District Appeal Appeals Court has upheld the denial of death row inmate Danny Lee Hill's request for another review of his intellectual disability claim. Hill was convicted of killing 12-year-old Raymond Fife of Warren in 1985 and sentenced to death. The court ruled Hill did not meet the legal requirements for a second post-conviction petition. Governor Mike DeWine has postponed Hill's execution until July 2029. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.